All right, Michael has a hot stop in half an hour. I have a proposal due by noon today, leaving me less than 3.5 hours more. So if no one complains, let's try to finish up in half an hour.
Sounds good.
All right.
Very good.
Yeah. Long agenda, but we can make it short. So first of all, I'm at the agenda page now. I'm skipping to number 3. So we have Michael, Bob. Ken is supposed to be here. Spoke to him just a little earlier. Wonder why. Tim and Todd. Originally, I was hoping we spend a little bit of time reassessing the critical path at critical task at hand, but maybe we will defer that. So, moving quickly to item number 4, key items for review and discussion. And the first thing is upcoming activities. Next week, we have already lined up, between Gary and Michael, they have lined up for us a presentation by one of Michael's students on the work he's doing for his PhD thesis, Torsten Harman's Ontology of Abstract Space, right? Maybe Michael tell us a little bit more.
This is kind of a bit of a joint, session along with some of the SOCOP people as well. So Torsten's been working on kind of various extensions to the field called meriotopology, which are ontologies that combine the parthood relationship from meriology together with the contact relationship that you often see in more topology-related ideas. And he's extending it in different ways to be able to incorporate the notion of different dimensions, objects of different dimensions and boundaries, et cetera. And examples of items of different dimensions, I mean, you can think of a city as being kind of two-dimensional, the streets within the city as being kind of one-dimensional, and a particular, address location being a one-dimensional kind of object. And so Torsten's been looking at ontologies that capture all these different kinds of relationships. And he actually has a lot of different of ontologies in terms of colore. His ontologies fall into about 5 different hierarchies. And so he's going to be giving an overview of all that kind of work. Go ahead.
This is Todd. You said he's incorporating aspects of topology?
Yes.
Okay. Metrized topology?
No notion of metric. Just the notions of dimension and the notion of betweenness.
And he has the notion of dimension defined?
Within his ontology, yeah.
All right. Where's Joe? What appetite? So join us next week.
That's right.
All right. So next item is then right after that week, Michael and Mike, I guess mainly Michael, would continue his last content session and bringing us to our content session 3.
That's right. And so I'm trying to get hold of the people that missed the last session, like Pat Cassidy and also Gary, to kind of contribute some of their ideas. It'll be kind of a similar session to the last content session. I mean, not kind of a lot of structure, but mainly trying to gather what people have done so far and identify what are the barriers to get them to get their work into one of the OOR instantiations.
Right.
Instances.
And particularly if you could start partitioning the task and distribute them, that would be nice. And previously we've made an attempt so that, let's say, Pat Cassidy will do the formal ontology side of things. I mean, he has Cosmo himself already. That's a big piece. And so on. what's her name? Denise Bedford would work on the more the NKOS community, the library scientists, the taxonomists, and that side of the world that she has been active in, where she has been trying to get those people to cross the barrier, chasm to move from taxonomies to ontologies. So that was the effort more than two years ago, which didn't quite pan out. We could still continue to look towards that. Interestingly, just got a message from Denise Bedford yesterday, and she said, oh, she has been busy and wasn't very active. She is now trying to be more active. So maybe you, Michael, you could send her a message, at least notifying her of this upcoming session, ask if she has anything to say, could she join us, or something like that.
Okay, so Denise Bedford, you said, right?
Bedford, yeah. I'm still interested in sort of having someone in her part of the world to get that segment of potential ontology users into the fold.
Right, and yeah, I think you're right. I think what we want to have as an outcome of the next session as well is to have a more of a kind of a to-do list, but also contact people. So gathering names and identifying the ontologies they're contributing and the instances they're populating, having something a little more structured as an outcome, I think would be what we need to do.
Right. And then who are the communities?
Right.
They're very different. And I guess Mike Dean now is quite excited about building on top of, let's say, what can ontology or particularly OOR do with big data.
Right.
After the two sessions we had, I mean, with the data.gov and the various things and the talk about and the possibilities about moving linked open data vocabularies into some sort of domain ontologies that extends from some sort of super domain or upper ontologies, that approach.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
That would be very exciting. That will really build out our portfolio towards aggregating content.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
We'll
put up a few slides to try to kind of capture those ideas.
Fantastic. And one more area we did talk about, we never sort of, it never really gelled, but again, I mean, this could be a possibility, is what can an OOR do to ontologies of standards or standards getting converted into ontology language representations besides their natural language representations.
Yeah, we did capture that a little bit last time with Mike Bennett's work, but you're right. I think that probably addresses your fourth sub-bullet later on here, ontologies and standards 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, if we jump to that item just right now, I mean, you're right. We don't have anything lined up for that. And I think we need to re-energize that particular effort. And, maybe if we kind of nudge it in that direction that you just mentioned, that might make it more productive.
Sounds great. So we have two dates lined up, and hopefully I am hoping we could line up the next three. So the next architectural API session, that would be number 13. Todd is online. I don't know if Ken is online. Ken is online. Ken?
Yes, I'm online.
Yeah, great. Could you reserve a date?
Okay.
Todd, yeah.
So
we've only got the next two or next three, because the next team meeting is July 3rd. So we've got the next three Tuesdays reserved and then nothing else.
So that's 10, 17, and 24 in July, correct?
10, 17, 24, 31st.
Okay. The only time I have available would be on 10 July. I'll be in Italy on the 17th and the 24th.
Ah.
Oh, no, you're actually, there. I'll be back here.
You're going to be there. Are you going to be at Voice?
No.
Oh, you're going to be at the summer school?
Correct.
Ah, sounds great. Say hello to the folks there for me.
I will. Are you going to voice?
No, I have to miss those, unfortunately. I will really be missing this trip.
Tenth is fine.
Tenth is fine? So you've got tenth. The tenth.
Hold on. Ken, any idea what the subject might be?
Oh. Talk about that. No, it's just, you know, there's...
Well, your expression...
I don't know if we want to spend time right now discussing...
Okay, no,
right,
no.
Right,
no.
Right. Yeah, let's just book the dates and you can work offline and tell
okay.
us on email. So metadata 8 and then standards 3. You want to reserve a couple of dates? Mike?
Well, I can't really think of the next thing within metadata, but maybe the ontologies and standards might need, like I say, another bit of rejuvenation. The 17th would still work for me because I'm not going to the summer school, but I'm going to FOI. So the 2 weeks after the 17th are out for me.
Okay.
So we could do the 17th. I'll contact John Bateman and see, get some, we can maybe do some brainstorming as to what could be the topics for that day. But we intentionally say this, July 17th then.
Okay. I will reserve at least tentatively, 17th. Okay. One moment. Any more sessions we want to line up? We still have two open Tuesdays in February.
Which 2 days in July, sorry?
24th and 3rd. The July, not February. 24th and 31st. We can cancel 24th as that's voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you cancel 24th, 31st? Any idea or cancellation?
Well, I'm just going to be—I'll just be returning from
Voice.
Europe for that day, so
Voice Hangover Day.
Okay,
yeah.
So let's cancel the next two Tuesdays because of Voice. I mean, using Voice as an excuse, let's put it that way. And then August 7th will be the August team meeting. How about that? Let me document
right.
that. Give me a moment. In the meantime, you can refresh because I've updated the other two. No sessions. Right. I just saved again. If people would refresh and help me take a quick look under 3C1A.
Yeah.
That's it?
Looks good for me.
Okay, thank you. Oh, status on OR sandbox,
Did you complete the move?
No, I haven't. Actually ran into some difficulty, which really sounds bad. We have a piece of hardware that was supposed, this new piece of hardware called Wittgenstein, that is supposed to be, from a hardware standpoint, almost identical to Cantor, except bigger. But now a lot of the things we were able to do on Cantor isn't working out very well. So chances are, I will have to tell people just to continue to work on Cantor, which is, where the current instances are until we fix those issues. And on a separate note, the one server that used to host the original OR instance, OR-01, is down. I mean, it's a very, very obscure failure. It's for those who run Linux servers, we are running on LVM, logical volumes, and and there's a metadata error on the LVMs. So so it's very low level, and I need to bring a sort of another piece of hardware which I just finished configuring over to the data center and move everything over. The lucky part of it is we are not running OR01 anymore. The sad part of it is we're running the OR.NET, just a very simple web redirect off that, and so the OR.NET web redirects aren't working. So I even went back to the OR homepage, and if you click on the, let's say Colore now, it sort of doesn't use the Colore.OR.NET web link, but actually use the Google whatever.
The Google code, the address, yeah.
Yeah, now, at least for now, so that people could still access those things. But hopefully, within the next day or two, we will be able to put that part back in service. I will later today tell people to just continue working with the OR instances on Cantor, because looks like we need a little bit more time on Widgeon's time to figure out where things went wrong. This is keeping me and Shinya Yamada up all night, practically. Okay, that's the status review. Any other updates from people running various instances? I guess by the time Torsten makes a presentation, maybe a few new things would show up on Colore.
That's right.
Show.
Yeah. That's right. Yep.
Sounds good. All right. Next one is membership activities update. I will defer that slightly after we talk about funding, because it's slightly more urgent. And then the content drive, I guess we will totally defer that because we have the content session coming up in 2 weeks, where we could maybe spend a lot more time talking about just about content drive.
I agree. No, I think that's one of the primary agenda items for that meeting.
Right. So funding. The reason why I am bringing this up is I circulated sort of back when we were still at the Ontology Summit that the U.S. federal government actually is shelling up quite a lot of money on various aspects of advancing big data, science and engineering, and some of the solicitations actually allude to semantics and ontologies type things. I don't quite see the old word, but semantics, yes, because I mean, I guess the semantic web people have been more active marketing their ideas than we have. But anyhow, they're definitely programs that we would fit in, and I definitely hope maybe various people within the group would team up on their own, but also alternatively we might look at teaming up the core people here and trying to write up a proposal and maybe re-enlist Ken. Well, I mean, Ken used to lead the funding or a proposal effort, maybe re-enlist Ken to coordinate us to come up with maybe one or two proposals to solicitations that are meaningful. At least I can see one, I mean, which I've listed. If you look at 3BTU, purple number 3BTU.
Peter?
Yes.
What are the timelines on these, on responses?
It's due July 11th. This particular one.
Oh.
Are you looking at 3BTU?
Yes.
Yes. So that's as much side half. And there are about like 13 different solicitations when the White House, shortly after the White House did their big data session, and then NSF and NIH came up with a whole bunch of proposals, a whole bunch of solicitations. It's quite a lot of money involved. And even for this one, big data science and engineering, $250K per year for 3 years is actually their small proposal. They have a large proposal too, which is due in a couple of days or sometime later this week. So I didn't even list that one. And I don't even think we would be able to get in on the big programs. So a small one to get us over the threshold would be nice. So
you need some new servers, right?
I beg your pardon?
You need some new servers, right? Some nice solid state drives in them?
That was back to the hardware question?
No. In terms of the grants.
He's looking for excuses to spend money.
Really?
No, not, I think, up to now, since 2008, OOR as a team has never been funded. Various, related projects obviously have. I'm sure Caloria is funded, SOCOP is funded, of which the SOCOP OOR is part of that, NSF grant. And but sandbox dev test, various things aren't. The Oak Ridge DAC is funded by NASA. The MMI project I used to be funded, I don't think they are anymore. So actually, when we team up, I'm almost certain they would love to join our team and get some money for everyone. So what do you think, Ken? You are our money guru.
Well, my experience shows that it's much, much easier by far to get funding for a specific purpose rather than for general infrastructure.
So, let's create a specific purpose then.
So you have have to focus on what particular science you're going to be working on. You have to get people on the team who are involved in big data in that particular science.
How
that's what they look for.
Yeah, how about the thing that we just talked about, moving from linked open data's vocabulary, data.gov, I'm going to pick one of the data.gov a subset of data sets, moving from vocabulary to ontology to upper ontology extensions. That's researchy enough.
But which science?
Pick
which
one.
Which domain?
Pick one.
That's the thing. That's
why we need a coordinator.
Yeah, you have to think about which one to use. And that's where the coordination comes from. You have to get hold of the people who could be the... who could get this through in those domains.
Okay, we need to finish in a couple of minutes. But would that be something you would kindly put your leadership skills in?
Yeah, I can work on that.
All right.
It's certainly worth trying.
Yes.
Hey, Ken and Peter, can Mike Dean provide any help there?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. So this is not Ken. Not just the group here, but then I guess Ken will look through the solicitation, then maybe start asking who's interested and so on, and determine what approach, how we're going to propose, who wants in and so on. I think it's not really for the money as much as we want to have a foothold into the funding agencies, at least for this starter thing.
All of these requests are coming from either NSF or NIH?
Don't ask me. They have like 13. I didn't go through every one of them. The big ones seems to have come from there. Actually, this particular one is has several people. The lead program director is Susie I. O'Connell, who I know fairly well and used to fund, I used to collaborate with her and Susan Turnbull before. So slight inroad there as well.
Okay.
That's why I listed this one. There are other ones that are interesting. It's a Ontolog forum post related to the White House big data presentation, yeah. Like around
right.
towards the later part of our ontology summit. So I'll put you down, Ken, as the Ken will help coordinate an exercise.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
This is Bob Smith.
Yeah.
And Toby Considine has been working with the supergrid data and looking at how the National Renewable Energy Labs survey of how large organizations are actually organizing to store and manage data coming out of such issues as the smart grid.
Mm-hmm.
And he's worked recently with Kimon Onuma of Onuma Systems, which is a cloud-based data management and facilitating surface mechanism for mashup of large amounts of data, specifically geographical data and energy data. He has a 25-minute video that was just completed showing how the California community colleges, and in particular Pasadena Community College, is making effective use of all of this massive amounts of data, actual and potential from sensors. And it might make some sense if I was to get permission and share this with Ken later today to see if it fits into what they're looking for to fund.
Yeah, I'm looking over the solicitation right now. It does involve both the NSF and the NIH.
Are you looking at the whole bunch or just the one I highlighted?
Just the one you highlighted, mind you.
Okay.
Core techniques and technologies.
Yeah.
Which probably is the best match for us, and it's both the NIH and the NSF.
Uh-huh.
July 11th, which is the deadline for them, but we actually have to have everything done 2 weeks before in order to go through the institutions involved. At least 2 weeks.
Okay, Bob, maybe you can type
So we need to finish it 2 weeks, basically.
Yeah.
So we have 2 weeks to put this together.
So, Bob, if you could type something onto the chat to capture the essence of what you're alluding to, that would be helpful, because some of the names are probably unfamiliar to most of the people here. Okay, Ken, you might capture the fact that we have 2 weeks to do this.
Yeah, I already put it in the chat.
So if we have 2 weeks to put together the proposal, then we probably want to find out who's on the team in 2 days or something.
Yeah, well, it's not just who's on the team, but what your role is going to be, because that affects things like budgeting. And if, for example, your institution is involved, then it has to go through their requirements. So they require some lead time usually.
Mm.
So you might need another week just to get it okayed by your institution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Northeastern, you know, it's already requires something like 2 weeks lead time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To vet the response, Ken, or just for your involvement?
To make any proposal to through Northeastern, you basically have to give them like 10 working days to go through all of the.
Okay, we need to move on. One other thing before we talk about it, sort of give everyone a chance to give a team update, is if you move on to any other business, the 3C2Z as a zebra, 3C3Charlie2Zebra. If someone posted, I mean, Galway people are doing a workshop with a theme or with a title, did the current data-driven world kill ontologies? I just hope one of us, I mean someone, I mean OR or Ontolog, I mean would actually be submitting. So this is a call, and also to see, take inventory. Is anyone making a submission to that? Submitting a paper to that?
That mean?
Yeah, we don't. Our European contingent is not here, so not much to ask. Michael, you know? Oh, Michael, are you still there? Gone?
It looks like he's dropped off.
Oh, he's dropped off. Oh, unfortunate. So.
You know, I can't see submitting a paper to this without ending up offending or pissing off almost everyone in that area.
Which area?
Well, either, you know, data
semantic
modeling,
web,
linked
open
web
data,
or linked data. You pick any one of those communities, and, you know, if you want to try and respond to this.
I'm not really sure what the point of this meeting is.
I think they just want to be controversial.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they succeeded in doing that, but, you know, they didn't succeed in really saying what their intention is, because at one hand, they talk about ontology of vocabulary repositories.
Did they?
That's one of their topics.
Okay. All
but
right.
Then they also talk about topics where they seem to be eliminating the role of ontologies. So it's not clear what's going on at this meeting. So,
I know.
All right.
It seems weird.
Okay. I guess enough discussion on this one. So very quick go around the group to see if anyone have additional inputs before we close the meeting. I really need to run. I have Shinya Yamada pinging me for a chat. And it's 1 a.m. in Japan already, so I don't want him to stay up too late.
Nope. Nothing on my end, Peter.
Oh, good, great. Tim, any input?
I'll be around all day if you want to contact me, but you know, I'd rather handle things, you know, with the individuals involved.
Yeah.
Rather than a general meeting like this.
No, I mean not just the funding, but general updates and so on. Tim, are you?
No, don't have anything more to add.
All right. Okay, Bob. Last words of wisdom.
Nothing official.
Okay. We will adjourn this meeting to next week, and hopefully everyone will join us in Michael and Gary and Torsten's session next Tuesday, same time. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.